Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 8th through 10th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
Well, live cattle could not find the support needed to push futures significantly higher yesterday. Nearby contracts could not break to new highs, while June and later were able to make new contract highs as optimism remains. The key will be slaughter pace. It's anticipated packers may reduce slaughter pace, which could limit what they will be paying for cattle. So far, demand has been good, but the sharp decline of boxed beef yesterday is concerning. Boxed beef has been struggling, and choice fell $6.62. Select was down $3.45, and that was not a good sign. Hog futures just could not get much going either yesterday, closing mixed. April through July contracts made new highs but could not hang on to them. There were a little support option fundamentally to get traders excited. The National Direct afternoon report showed cash down 53 cents, cutouts down $2.48, which eliminated any gains made on Friday. March Kansas City wheat down a penny early, still probing unsuccessfully for support, with prices at their lowest levels in 3 months and getting close to the low $8, where prices traded before it became clear Russia was actually attacking Ukraine. After over 9 months of fighting for its life and suffering almost nonstop attacks, it's amazing how well Ukraine is holding up and is still able to not only fight back and recapture some ground, but to also produce and ship out some of the grain production it's accustomed to. March corn trading about 3 cents higher early this morning, a possible hint of light support after 5 consecutive days of lower prices. Recent bearish pressure on corn prices has largely come from a disappointing lack of export sales in early 22 and 23. January soybeans up 11 cents early today, with support from modest gains of both January soybean meal and January soybean oil. While corn and wheat prices suffered throughout November and the first few days of December, January soybean prices have remained impressively firm. We'll check futures in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our 4 Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
At the close Monday, December live cattle down 12 cents, 153.22. February down 5, 155.82. January feeder cattle up $1.32, 183.77. March up $1.10, 186.37. February hogs up 10 cents, 90.52. Kansas City wheat, March down 29 cents, 841 3 quarters. May's down 26 and 3 quarters at 838 and a half. Chicago wheat, March down 22 cents, 739. May's down 22 and a half, 750 and 3 quarters. March corn's down 5 and 3 quarters at 640 and a half. May's down 5 cents at 642 and a quarter. January soybeans down 3 quarters, 1437 and 3 quarters. The March down 1.5 cents at 1445. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.